Right now, 7:41 on the ticket.
And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Perch.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Dat Nguyen.
Coaching.
You know, with the Aggies in town tonight, he was on their staff until about a year ago, I believe.
Wasn't he eventually replaced with Mini Disc Nguyen?
Jeez.
Come on. That ought to at least get a little traction in the newsroom.
Sure.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh.
I like to do a yearly reminder about this segment. For years, the great sports columnist in this town, Blackie Sherrod, wrote a Sunday morning column in the Dallas Morning News sports page, and he always started the column by writing, "Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to fill in the blank." And many years ago, when Blackie retired, I decided that I would take the scatter shooting mantle from Blackie and keep the tradition alive, and that's how this segment was born. It's a radio version, kind of Blackie's old column, and it's a tribute to him. Blackie, from all reports, by the way, is still kicking. He's 92 and enjoying retirement with his wife, Joyce, somewhere in the Texas hills.
All right.
Greatness?
Oh, yes.
Oh, big time.
Absolute greatness. The Cowboys may have lost the season finale, but tons of people were watching. It was the highest-rated football game on any network this season, drawing 30.3 million viewers nationwide. The second-highest-rated game this season was the Cowboys-Redskins game on Thanksgiving Day with 28.7 million viewers. And not only was last Sunday night's game the most-watched game this season, but it was the highest-rated regular-season NFL game since the Cowboys-Packers Monday Night Football game on ABC back in November of 1996, which drew 31.5 million.
They still draw.
The common thread, Cowboys. Look at the highest-rated football games of all time, and there are going to be an awful lot of Cowboys games in there.
That's why Jerry doesn't have to put a winner on the field. He still gets eyeballs and butts in the seats.
Sadly, you're right. The Cowboys set another record this season, not the good kind. This was the worst rushing team in Cowboys history. Dallas ran for 1,265 yards. That's a 16-game low by 144 yards. It wasn't even close. As David Moore pointed out in his column yesterday, that team total of 1,265 wouldn't even crack the top seven individual seasons by Emmitt Smith.
Wow. And a lot of that is offensive line and the injury to DeMarco Murray. But I think a lot of that is play calling.
Mm-hmm.
Twice this year, they matched the second lowest rushing attempts in a game in franchise history with 11. Twice they ran the ball 11 times.
DeMarco Murray led the team with 683 yards rushing. That's the lowest team leader since Paul Palmer ran for 446 yards back in the late 80s one year.
Boy, that was
the 89
Cowboy
season.
Team. Yeah, that was awful.
Pretty good little team.
1-15.
I still have that guy on my fantasy team.
Paul Palmer? Yeah. You need to make that switch.
Oh, deactivate
him. Bench him.
The Cotton Bowl tonight features Bob Stoops against his former assistant, Kevin Sumlin. Sumlin isn't doing national commercials yet, and after hearing Stoops' story, he may not want to. There's an AT&T spot running that shows a football player making a crazy leaping play.
Hello.
The video goes viral. LeBron sees it. Everybody sees it. And at the end of the commercial, Stoops shows up at the kid's high school game to recruit him. All you see is Stoops walk up to the kid and say hello. It's maybe 2 seconds worth.
Okay.
Stoops said those 2 seconds required 2.5 hours of taping for that 2 second take.
You think Stoops had patience for that?
He said he cut 50 different versions of his one line, hello, and they ended up not even using his voice on the spot. That's not even
his voice?
No, it's someone else's voiceover.
Unbelievable.
Hello? Television is the biggest beating.
Why did they make it so hard?
Hello.
I don't know. We filmed a 15-second promo with WFAA, and it took us 2 hours to do it.
Hello.
15 seconds.
Really, George? I thought it was 3 hours.
Was it three?
I think it was three.
George, how long do you spend doing your 15-second promo every day here on the ticket?
15.9 seconds.
Well, I think
Hello.
They really overthink things in TV. we got to get 60 different angles and 90 different takes and then 90 safety takes. And
you have the little hipster director with his black glasses.
Yeah,
good. I like
feel
the energy
better.
On that one. I like the energy. Let's do that one again, George.
Okay.
And
but wait a minute. You liked it.
Yeah, I just want to get another one for safety.
Okay. Hello. Hello?
The Cotton Bowl sold out in just minutes after they announced the matchup. They expect 92,000 plus at the Death Star tonight. I don't know if they're going to get that many for the basketball extravaganza that they're planning to start the 2013-2014 college season next fall. But Cowboys officials confirmed that in conjunction with Michigan State, they are planning to put four basketball courts side by side by side by side on the floor of the Death Star and play four games at once.
Boy, that is idiocracy.
That's awesome.
Can I give you an update on that?
Yes.
It's been canceled.
Oh, it has?
For lack of a television partner.
Yeah,
because they wanted somebody to run all four games on four separate channels.
Oh, my.
And like, no cable partner would agree to that. But I was looking forward to this because I thought it would be crazy to see that going on.
They were planning on staggering the starts of the games by 15 minutes so that you could watch each finish as it happened individually.
That'd be great.
I think that would be the biggest circus.
It would replace the playing on aircraft carrier bit that's failed the last couple of years because of wet courts.
Yeah, those were pretty bad.
Push them together.
68-year-old Gary Medrow has been in trouble before for his unique behavior of using a false identity to persuade Milwaukee area strangers over the phone to lift other strangers off the ground. It's behavior for which he has occasionally been jailed and ordered psychiatric care. After a recent period of calm, he slipped again. He was charged with impersonating a photojournalist to convince two Cedarburg, Milwaukee high school students to hoist each other on their shoulders.
What?
And four similar incidents are under investigation. After an earlier hearing, Medrow said that this addiction helps him to relieve tension and anxiety.
Oh, my gosh. What, is it a sexual thing?
I don't know. It's not clear. He just likes to get other people to pick other people up. How bizarre is that?
And now you'll have a chicken fight. Go ahead.
And Carlos Romero, who is 31 years old.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Told arresting officers in Ocala, Florida, that the state of Florida was a backward state because it still punishes his sexual behavior with a donkey. He admitted to being aroused by animals in heat, but explained that all he did was stand behind the animal and handle up on his business. And he said defiantly that any contact with the animal that had been observed
incidental?
Was completely accidental.
How are the Mayans wrong? I think they were on to something. It's got to be near the end. Okay, so it wasn't December 21st. It's got to be sometime this year,
based
right?
on Florida Donkey Man?
Based on
or the four
weird
basketball
stories we
courts
get.
Next to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, which one?
Both.
Oh, my.
And the guy who wants to see people lift each other.
Is any of that stuff mentioned in Revelation?
I don't know.
And finally, the husband leans over to a wife and he says, "Do you remember the first time we had sex together? It's over 50 years ago." Older couple, obviously. "We went behind the village tavern where you leaned back against the fence and I made love to you." "Yes," she says, "I remember it well." "Okay," he says, "how about taking a stroll around there again and we can do it for old time's sake?" "Oh, Jim, you old devil, that sounds like a crazy idea, but a good one. Let's do it." So the elderly couple walks haltingly along, leaning on each other for support, aided by their canes. A policeman watches them curiously as they go down the alley. Finally, they get to the back of the tavern and they make their way to the fence. Then suddenly they erupt into the most furious sex that the policeman had ever seen. Finally, they both collapse, panting on the ground. The policeman is still watching and thinks to himself, "This is truly amazing. I'm not going to bust them since they're so old, but I've got to ask them what their secret is." So as the couple passes, he says, "Excuse me, but that was something else. You must have had a fantastic sex life together over these many, many years. Is there some sort of secret to this?" Shaking, The old man is barely able to reply and says, 50 years ago, that wasn't an electric fence.
Good Lord.
Yay. That is the first official Friday morning scatter shooting segment of 2013. And if the Mayans are correct, this segment will never happen.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310.
That was
The Ticket.